tonight, amen.
Hallelujah. He deserves it tonight, amen. Amen. He's here now, Mr. Amen. Let's sing this song, Give Me Oil. Lamp, amen.
presence in your mind. Oh, reach out and praise. Oh, reach out and praise. If I go say, oh, and they will fall. Oh, they will fall in Jesus. Oh, and you sing, I bless your name.
Jesus. Yes, Lord, tonight. Oh, that's your children, your prayer tonight. They bless your name, Lord. They lift up your name. They honor your name. They magnify your name. Oh, in high esteem, Lord, we raise up your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, even as, Lord Jesus, your children stands before you, God, this evening, Lord. Oh, they lift up your name, God, the name that is above all other names. Oh, that name, that's excellent. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The name, oh Lord, oh, that is our banner. Oh, the name that is our rock. Oh, the name that is our mighty tower. Oh, that we run onto. Oh, and we are saved, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that once again grace had opened the doors for us, Lord. Oh, for us to be in your presence, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for the day so far, our going out and our coming in, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, in our homes. You have sustained us, Lord. You've kept us. You fed us. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you even for the mercies you have given to us. Oh, for us to be here, oh, God, tonight. Oh, the weather's so bad out there. But, Lord, when our soul, oh, Lord, is testing, oh, God, for you, where could we go but to your presence, Lord, to your house, Lord? So that's why, Father, we thank you, God, that the bells that are ringing our hearts, Lord, has caused us, oh God, to be here, Lord, defying all the weather and all what circumstances that will try to frustrate us. But Lord Jesus, we thank you, oh God, the Lord, by your grace, we stand in your presence this evening. Father, even as we've come, oh Lord, we know that, oh God, there is something for us, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, we submit ourselves. We surrender everything to God. We humble ourselves and approach, Lord Jesus, you with all godly fear, with all reverence, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That, oh Lord, we find favor tonight, God, Lord.
Lord.
That your word, of God, will have a place in us, Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, even as we turn to the reading of your word, of God, we pray that, Lord, once again, you bless your word, of God.
Amen.
We know that your word is life, it is inspired, of God. We need inspiration tonight,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
So, Father, through your word, O God, inspire us, Lord Jesus,
yes,
that our utterances, Lord, oh, will be, O God, according to what, Lord, you have willed us.
Yes.
In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, O God, we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, God, Richie, bless you.
Amen.
Come in. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Thank you. Amen. We are still on our studies on Hebrews. Let's turn to Hebrews 2 and we shall read 9 and 10. Hebrews 2, 9 and 10. And let's see what the Lord has for us this evening. Praise God. He said, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Amen. Oh, praise God. Heavenly Father, we've read your word of life. Father, we want to sit down at your feet now. And Lord Jesus, hear from you, O God. So let the Holy Spirit now sweep over us, O God, and bring your word, O God. Inspire us, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, God, Richie, bless you. Just as I was in the office there and Brother George came. I could see everything in his on his face. He's just in pain. Praise the Lord. But how many believe that before we leave here,
Amen.
He will be healed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. And any sickness, praise the Lord.
He has taken over. And tonight, you know, the topic of our the topic tonight, praise the Lord, he said he is still on the job. Oh, praise the Lord. He is still on the job. Sometimes when I'm reading the prophet's message, and then I come to this kind of phrases, huh? They are so inspiring. So I use them as my topic. And then begin to what? Wait on him to bring what? The real message to us. Praise God. So it was, we will come to where the prophet himself said, he is still on the job. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. I love it. Don't you love it? Amen. He's still on the job. Amen. 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 Mm. So, my brother, he's still on the job. Amen. Praise God. I had a dream. Last Wednesday, was it okay? Let's say early morning Tuesday. I woke up 3 a.m., my 3 a.m. definitely, and I just meditated for a short time and I slept back again. So when I slept back, I dreamt. And the dream was, I saw a plane has lost its gravitational descent balance. So it was falling. Just terrible. I was just shouting, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Then I could see that the plane had crashed. See, my. And it was very close, and so I decided to go and see what I could do. Then my phone just rang. Praise the Lord. My phone just rang, and that was my son Gideon. 5 a.m., calling me to wish me happy birthday. Oh, praise the Lord. So, that was how the dream came. But we all know that at this time of the year, the devil is out. Amen. Praise God. The devil is out to do his nefarious things. But we thank the Lord that we have an answer to it. We don't know. I don't know if it's too, because of I ate too much that evening or praise the Lord. So I don't know. But meanwhile, it was a dream. Yes. Praise God. And so whatever we dream about, let us just commit it into the hands of the Lord. So that he will avert if there is any catastrophe that is going to happen. God averts it. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
So we will remember that also in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Now, our topic tonight is still on the job. Praise God. Now let's look at what we just read. Said, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. Why? Why was Jesus made a little lower than the angels? And the answer is still in what we read. So he could taste death for every man.
Amen.
Amen. He was made lower than the angels so that he, why? Because so that he could what, taste death for every man.
Amen.
So Jesus have tasted death for you.
Amen.
Death for me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He has to take the form of a man. As a king's man. Oh, hallelujah. And then another question can come. We can ask another question. Why was this death necessary?
Was it necessary that he should die? Amen. Oh, God bless you. Amen. The prophet said, yeah, there was an atmosphere hung over the earth. There was an atmosphere hung over the earth. An atmosphere of what? Of darkness. Of gloom. Of death. And weary. Oh, amen. Amen. So this atmosphere was hanging over the whole earth. Oh, yes, sir. And he said, and prayers could not come up. Because of what? The atmosphere that hung over what? Over the earth. Prayers could not reach. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Because the atonement was not made. So his death, oh, praise the Lord, Amen. Broke through that veil and opened up the way. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Was it necessary that Christ had to die?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. That's what the prophet is saying, that an atmosphere was hanging over what? The whole earth. An atmosphere of darkness. An atmosphere of death. An atmosphere of gloom. Oh, yes, sir. And so prayer could not reach up. So he had to die to break this veil to make a way. Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
And so in doing that, my brother, listen.
Amen.
He said he broke the veil of sickness.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, you see? See how? I was in the office when he came with a pain here and there, not knowing the very message is coming.
Amen.
Or to do his work, he is still on the job.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's still on the job. So he died to break the veil of sickness. My brother, you are healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That veil has already been broken.
Amen.
That veil has been broken.
Amen.
He broke the veil of sin.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Because we have been born in sin, shaped in iniquity. And all our what? The penalty for us was death. And so that sin has to be broken. He broke the veil of sin.
Amen.
Then he broke the veil of weariness. He broke the veil of distress. Oh, praise the Lord. As Christians, my brother, my sister, never ever get yourself depressed. Because that veil is broken.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Never get yourself depressed. For what reason? He died. He said, he died for you. He died for me. He was made lower than the angel. For what? For what reason? So that he would taste death for you and me. And break every veil. He has broken that veil. Oh, he said that song. He said, when the devil tells you, you've sinned or you used to pray. He said what? Look away to Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look away to him. God bless you.
Amen.
Never, never. My brother, always, my sister, let your face shone because ye are the lights of this world. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Let us see the light on your face all times. Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
He broke the veil.
Amen.
He said he broke every veil. and made a highway for the wayfaring man. See? Walking up to the king's highway. He has already what? Prepared a way. He has broken every hindrance, every obstacle. He has broken through. Amen. Oh, this is a God who cares. Amen. In the message, when Jesus, his salutation to the church of Ephesus, his salutation to the church of Ephesus, let's look at it closely here. He is still on the job. Amen. He said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, right, as Revelation 2:1. So unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. Amen. Amen. And who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. That's where I want to draw your attention to. Amen. Amen. Who walk in the midst. He walks in the midst of his church. So he's here tonight. Oh, yes, because it is his word. He walks in the midst of his church. And then the prophet said, you see, he's letting us know that the church is his. He walks in the midst of it. Praise God. And so he's telling us the church is for him. Oh, yes, the scripture says so. It said, husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and he died for it. Oh, praise the Lord. So that he will sanctify it and present it to himself, a glorious church. Yes, sir. So he walks in the midst of his church, and so he's letting us know that the church is his. And as the last Sunday school, we read this. And as the seed of the fruit is in the midst of the fruit, so is he the royal seed in the midst of his church. Amen. Amen. Oh, those who were not in the adult Sunday school. Look, he said he's like what? The seed. As the seed of the fruit is in the midst of the fruit. So is what? Christ also in the midst of his church. And always I take mango fruit. Praise the Lord. If you like today, let me take avocado. Amen. Amen. You see that the seed is in the midst of the fruit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Take the seed out. That fruit will not what? It will rot. Amen. It can never ripe. It can't ripe for harvesting. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Take the seed out from the mango fruit or from the avocado fruit. The whole fruit becomes what? Rotten. It cannot, because the life is in the seed. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And it is through the seed that the fruit will ripen for harvesting. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. And so, the prophet is saying here, so is what? The Jesus Christ as the royal seed in the midst of his church. Amen. He is the life of the church. Amen. You take Christ out, that church is a rotten church. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Said, as the seed alone has life in it, so is he the author of life to the church. Amen. My brother, see, he's still on the job.
So he's here tonight, still on the job.
Amen.
Walking in the midst, he is the life of it, the life of the church. Oh, and now, see, that's why Laodicea, he said they have what made him to, he's now outside what the church. That's why all the churches, there is no life in them. Because now they have made him to stand outside the church. See? There's no life in there. It has become a rotten place. But praise be to God. Christ is in our midst. So there is life. So every veil of sickness is what? Is broken. I said his walking signifies his untiring care for it. See? The walking in the midst, he said, it signifies his untiring care. Oh, yes, sir. He's never tired. Praise the Lord. He's never tired. He said he's the chief shepherd watching over his own. See? The chief shepherd watching over. Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
So that is his right. See, he bought the church. He bought that church with his own blood. Amen.
Amen.
Mm. His walking signifies his untiring care for the church. Amen. And we could see that when Jesus started his ministry, from the time he started his ministry, there was not one day he wasn't what? On his Father's business. Not one single moment he wasn't on his Father's business. See, we want to learn something because he is our example. So it is, my brother, you and me. He wasn't one day or one moment when he wasn't on the Father's business. Every moment saw Jesus either preaching to the people or healing the sick or counseling what the lost, or he will be in prayer. Oh, yes, sir. Not one moment, always on the Father's business. Amen.
Amen.
You remember even when he was 12 years, when he and Joseph and Mary went to Jerusalem for a feast, and when they were coming back, he tarried in Jerusalem. Praise God.
Amen.
And where did he go? To the temple.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Let's read Luke 2:48 and 49. When, after 3 days' walk, before Joseph and Mary could realize that Jesus was not what? Among them. So they had to go back to Jerusalem. Amen. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. And they sought him among their kinfolks and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Oh, yes. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing."
And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not, that I must be about my Father's business? Oh, yes, sir. He's on the business tonight. Oh, hallelujah. He's still on the job. How many believe that? He's still on the job tonight, my brother.
Even, my brother, just imagine. Even when he died,
he was still working. Amen. He was still on the job. Amen. When even he died and was buried, he was still on the job doing the Father's work. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As the prophet said, he said, and he went to the region of what? The lost. When even he died, he was still working.
Amen.
He was still on the job. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Tonight, he's still on the job.
Amen.
He went to what? The region of the lost. And knocked on the door. And the door swung open. The Bible said, and he preached to the souls that were in prison. Still, oh my. In his death, he was still what working.
Amen.
He preached to the souls that were in prison that repented not in the long suffering, the days of Noah. You see, after he had been diseased on this earth, he said, the prophet said, my brother, my sister, when he diseased, as when he died, his earthly work was done, but he was still working.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. And that's where I got my title. And he's still on the job tonight.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
That's where I took my title from. Oh, yes, sir. He said when his earthly work was done, but he was still working. And he's still on the job tonight.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
He's still on the job tonight. Every veil that is against you tonight is already what? Broken.
Amen.
He's on the job.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir. And he said he knocked at the door of the lost, and he witnessed. You see, brethren, that is what we come back to our evangelism in this church. Let's go knocking doors. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go knocking doors. He said he knocked at the doors of the lost, and he witnessed. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, let us do the same.
Amen.
Let's knock at the doors of the lost. Amen. And witness to them. And he said, I am the Son of the living God. He said, you sent away your days of grace, but I am here as a witness.
Amen.
In this land of the lost. And he preached to them. Oh, praise God. My brother, my sister, that's where we find ourselves. We are in the world. We are in a place, a land of the lost. He said, I am here as a witness in this land of the lost. And he preached to them. Oh, this is what? Something for us, for our world, to encourage us about our evangelism and witnessing.
Amen.
Amen. We are in the land of the lost. Let's go and be knocking. The prophet himself knocked on the what? On the pulpit 4 times. Amen. And so when he said he did that, what did Jesus do? The prophet said he jerked the keys from his side. Amen.
Amen.
And told him, now listen. He told him, now listen. You devil, you've held a bluff
for a long time. But I come to take over. Amen. Amen. Tell the devil tonight. Amen. You've held a blow for too long. Tonight I take over.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You've held a bluff for too long. Tonight,
amen.
I take over.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Dr. Ozu, you take it over tonight.
Amen.
He's held a bluff for too long.
Amen.
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 Oh, yes, sir. Tonight, look, my master is on the job.
Amen.
And every veil has been broken.
Amen.
And you must really carry it with what? Real faith.
Amen.
Faith. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look at Jesus. When he was living, he was working. He died, he was working. Buried, he was working. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You remember that song? Living, oh, yes.
He loved me.
Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins away. Rising, he justified freely forever. Oh,
amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Living, he loved me.
Amen.
Dying, he saved me. Still doing the job.
Amen.
Buried, he carried away all my sins. Still doing the job.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And then rising, he justified me. Still on the job.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name. Someday, he's coming. Oh, glorious day.
Amen.
My. Always he was what? He's on the job.
Amen.
He's still on the job.
Amen.
You remember? Even when he was in the womb. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
He was doing the job. Oh, yes, sir. When even he was in the womb, he was doing the job.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When Elizabeth,
amen,
because of the husband's Zachariah unbelief, conceived, and for 6 months, the baby was not what kicking. Doing nothing. Dead. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then Mary, also carrying, going to give testimony about what he has, she has what? Seen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then when she went, as the way the prophet put it and dramatized it, he said when they saw each other, they embraced. Amen. And Elizabeth was saying that, I took in. But 6 months now, I don't hear anything. There's nothing happening. I don't feel anything. It looks as if the child even is dead. Oh. And Mary also was giving her own testimony. Oh, hallelujah. So the angel Gabriel also came to me. And he said that I have not seen any man before. But he said I will be overshadowed with what? The Holy Ghost. And that I will conceive, praise the Lord, which I believe is right in now. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said that child, his name will be called Jesus. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Immediately, oh. Oh, in Elizabeth's womb, the child jumped. Oh, rejoicing. Oh, praise God. Even in the womb, by the name of Jesus Christ, all the dead was God raised. Oh, praise the Lord. He's still on the job. Oh, glory be to his name. The Bible says when he said it, the Holy Ghost fell upon what Elizabeth. Amen. Let us read it. Luke 1, 41 to 44. Let's read something there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation, oh yes, sir, when she heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with what? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Oh yes, sir.
Amen.
Always on the job. Oh, he's still on the job tonight, my brother, my sister. Oh, let your faith just what? Take it up. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the power of Jesus Christ by his name. Then the prophet quoted something here, Acts 2. Let's read Acts 2:25. Oh, praise the Lord. He's still on the job. He said, for David speaketh concerning him. See, David speaking concerning him. He said, I foresaw the Lord always before my face.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
Do you see him also always before your face?
Amen.
Always still on the job. Oh, glory be to you. So always before my face. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are here tonight.
Amen.
Because you have promised that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst.
Amen.
And he said he walks in the midst of his church.
Amen.
And here David is saying, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. For he is on my right hand. Oh, glory, glory. He is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. That's where he is. Amen. Oh, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is our keeper. He's our shade upon our right hand. The sun shall not smite us by day,
Amen.
Nor the moon by night.
Amen.
The Lord shall preserve our souls.
Amen.
He shall preserve our going out and our coming in, even from this time forth and forevermore.
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name. Verse 26. Say, I will never be moved. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, oh, yes, sir, I will fear no evil, for thine art with me. See, thy rod and staff, it always comforts me. Verse 20 says, therefore did my heart rejoice. That's why, you see, there must always be what? Joy in the heart of every Christian.
Amen.
Because he's always on your right hand.
Amen.
Amen. Always on your right hand. Believe it, that he walks with you and he's still in you also.
Amen.
So I said, every footstep of a righteous man is being guided by him.
Amen.
Because he's with you.
Amen.
Because he's in you. Amen. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. So when your tongue is glad, how does it mean? Always singing praises and honor and glory to his name. Oh, hallelujah. Your tongue is always glad. Amen. When you open your mouth, it's always what? It's almost oracles and blessings. Amen. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Amen. 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 My flesh will rest in hope. I will never die. Yes, sir. I won't die. That's my hope. My hope is what? Christ. Because he has shown me what? An empty tomb.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name. Amen. Verse 27. Because thou wilt not what? Leave my soul in hell. Oh, hallelujah. He will never leave our soul in hell, brethren.
Amen.
Amen. He has already redeemed us. Do you believe that?
Amen.
That we are redeemed.
Amen.
Redeemed by his blood.
Amen.
Thou will not leave my soul in hell. Neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Lucifer. He's still on the job tonight, brethren. Amen. He's still on the job. You know, one thing. God sent many prophets. They were great, great, great prophets. Amen. Great, great prophets. Did great, great miracles. Amen. Some could open the Red Sea. Or some opened Jordan. Some even made the sun to stay. Praise God. Many of them also, they raised up the dead. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But one thing they couldn't overcome, and that was death. That was death. They couldn't overcome that one. All of them died. But this one, who was made lower than the angels, so that he would taste death for every man. And by that, he what? He conquered death.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
By that, he conquered death. And that is why Paul said, death, where is your sting?
Amen.
Do you understand it?
Amen.
When Paul said, death, where is your sting? See, death has no more sting. He has no more sting.
Amen.
Do you know the bee? Eh? Amen. When the bee stings you, it leaves the fang in your what? In your skin. From that moment, that bee cannot sting again.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
Glory be to his name.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. So that is why Jesus had to put on flesh. Oh, to come as what? Human. Amen. To receive the sting of death.
Amen.
And so it stick into his skin.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. It's stung in there. And so now death has no teeth, has no fang. It has no nothing.
Amen.
Oh, that's why we are not afraid of death.
Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah. Let's see, said Paul. When he felt that bee humming around him, death was coming right on. He said, oh, death, where is your sting? See, he could point to Calvary where it was left
in the flesh of Emmanuel. Oh, yes, sir. The sting has been left in the flesh of what? Emmanuel. Where is thy victory, O grave? Because we have what? Empty tomb.
Amen.
But thanks be to God who gives us what? Victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. See, we don't see all things, but we do see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of what? Death. See? He was made for that death. Praise God. To receive what? The sting of what? Death. Amen. So that me, you and me, oh, hallelujah. Death can never touch us anymore because the sting has already been taken by Emmanuel's flesh.
Amen.
And so by so doing, oh, he did what? He said, for it became him, as from the scripture we read, it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory. Oh, yes, sir. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So the only way he could become the captain of our salvation, he had to what? He had to suffer. Oh, do you love him?
Amen.
Do you believe that he is still on the job?
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
Oh, I really love our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For all that he has done for us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He is still on the job.
Amen.
You believe it?
Amen.
Amen. Let me read something from the entombment, preaching 1957. He said, the first thing now, let's take faith out from this. Amen. The first thing we wish to draw your attention to is the infallibility of God's word. Let us all take notice of that. All what we have heard, believe that word. It is what? The infallibility of God's word.
Amen.
Amen. That means it can never fail. Can never fail. Praise God. He said, God keeps his word to the letter.
Amen.
And tonight, we want to fasten our thoughts on that. Let's fasten our thoughts on all that we have heard, that he's still on the job.
Amen.
Amen. As tonight, let's fasten our thoughts on that, that God keeps his word. And we can rest assured of anything that God has said in his word to be the truth. And faith does not rest upon what? Shifting sense of man's idea or man's theology. Real faith can never rest on man's word ideas. But it has its final resting place on the unmovable rock of God's eternal word. That's the word of God. Faith has his what? Final rest. The other day, we talked about what? The final resting place of the Spirit.
Amen.
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 It's you and me.
Amen.
Because the final resting place is Christ, and so Christ in you. Amen. Look at the God Almighty, who says, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool.
Amen.
Eh? Then how can you build a house with your hands, praise the Lord, and ask me to come and live in?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So what house are you going to build me? We are the temple of the living God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. See. So he said, faith also has its own what? Final resting place. Faith, final resting place, rests upon what? The unmovable rock of God's eternal word. Oh, look at all the adjectives that the prophet used here. Amen. Unmovable rock of God's eternal word. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, if God, he said it, that is forever the truth. Or said, if God has said it, that is forever the truth.
Amen.
If God has said it, then my brother believe that it is forever the truth. Because he can never take it back and say, I did not mean it. Oh, no, 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 no. God saying something and coming back and say, in fact, I did not mean it. No. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Look, these words here. It will what? If Jesus will tarry, for next generations and generations and generations and generations and generations, this book will still be fresh.
Amen.
For whatever age that will ever come.
Amen.
But look at all those great, great philosophers, Socrates and Plato, and all those Shakespeare and all of them. Where are their books? But this book. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So he can never come back and say, I forgot, I didn't mean it. You see? No, sir, God can never do that. Oh, praise God. Whatever is here, oh, it's forever. And you stay the same.
Amen.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He changes not.
Amen.
Hmm. He said, the prophet said, I can say a thing, and you can say a thing. Then we are prone to have to take it back.
Yes,
oh, yes, I can say something. It's true. How many times haven't we said things and then, brother, sorry, you, please. How many times?
Yeah.
Huh? Many times we say things and then we come back and say, it wasn't so. Praise the Lord. But not God. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Not God. And if we will allow this mind that was in Christ be in us,
Amen.
Our yea will be yea.
Amen.
And our nay will be nay.
Amen.
Just like him.
Amen.
Amen. But then God is so much different from us, you see. He's infinite. Therefore, he does not say one thing unless it is absolutely perfect.
Amen.
He doesn't say things just haphazardly like that. Whatever he says is what? Absolutely perfect.
Amen.
Absolutely the truth.
Amen.
Absolutely forever. He never has to take it back. Never has to apologize. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
God can never come and apologize. For what he said is always stands as the truth. So, my brethren, tonight, what we have heard, it is what? God's absolute word. He says, he's telling you, tonight, you and me, I'm still on the job.
Amen.
I'm still on the job.
Amen.
Let's look at, see, living, he loved us. Dying, buried, rising, all the time working. Even the womb still working. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, let's take it as what? God's what we heard, the infallibility of God's word, that it is true. My brother, he has broken the veil. So whatever veil has been your problem, he said he has broken that veil.
Amen.
Amen. He's broken that veil. And has made what? A highway. For you to be on what? On the King's way.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Let our song leader comes, his musicians come. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. And look at Jesus. He said, Jesus is not ashamed to be called our brother. See? He's not ashamed to be like us. Oh, glory be to his name. He said, he took your place, knowing that you don't take it yourself. He took your place. And then the prophet said, don't you see it, brother? My sister, don't you see it? The whole thing is what? Grace. Christ became sin that we might become righteous. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. We bless you that, Lord, you are still on the job. We thank you, the Lord, you took the sting of death in your flesh, so that now we can say, death, where is your sting? It's in the flesh of what? Emmanuel. He's now what? Powerless. Oh, glory be to his name. So why? He's just a scarecrow. So why don't you now just brush him aside? Brush him aside. He has no more sting. Nothing for you to fear. Take courage and faith. It changes now.
Jesus. Trust in him tonight? Do you put your trust in him? Yes. He says, I'm still on the job. And I've broken every veil. I've taken the sting. It's in my flesh. I was made lower than the angels, that I would taste death, so that for every man, so that you will live. Now, what is the veil? Is there any more veil right before you? Just tell the devil your sting. Where is your sting? Where is your sting? Where is your sting? Tonight, I take God's word as what? As the infallibility word, that it will never fail.
Amen.
And so now, I break through this veil. Tonight, you have taken the bluff for too long.
Oh, yes.
For too long you have bluffed. Now I take over.
Yes, Lord.
Now I take over. Now I take over in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I take over. I take over tonight. Believe it, my brother and sister, and put your trust in him. And now, speak to him. Speak to him. Speak to him. Speak to him. Let your faith now take over. Praise God. Let your faith take over. And break through that veil that is before you. And tell the devil, you have taken the blood for too long now. Now I take over in the name of Jesus Christ. Because God's word that I've heard tonight is infallible. It can never fail. He's still on the job. He's still on the job. He's still on the job. In thee, Lord, I put my trust. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord, we thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. For you said tonight, Lord, that at the end of the service, Lord, I'd be well, and I'm happy, I'm well. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, Lord.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, God. Brethren, let's just pray and commit, as the year is coming to a close, we know how the devil, in all manner of things, will try to just cause havoc here and there. So let's commit not only flights alone, but any form of journey, either by sea, train, cars, every way, bicycles, on foot, any type of journey that will be taken, that the Lord will raise up standard against the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Against accidents.
Amen.
Against any work of Satan.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray and remember also our pastor and the family, and remember as many that weren't here tonight, and you know the needs of each and everyone.
Amen.
Just pray and commit it into the hands of the Lord. In Jesus' name, he's still on the job. Heavenly Father, once again, Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you, God. The Lord Jesus, we commit every journey that, Lord, will be made this time, God, into the hands of the Lord Jesus, Father. We pray against any imagination of the enemy, any high places that will rise up against any form of journey, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Keep everyone safe, Lord, from flights, trains, cars, buses, bicycles, motors. Father, all, Lord, we bring it before you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we want to remember our pastor. Lord, bless our pastor, Lord God. Lord Jesus, use him, Lord God, mighty, Lord God.
In Jesus' name.
Oh God, Lord Savior, Lord Savior, Father, open the true means and the other of our lives. We lay open for thee. Thank you, thee, Lord Savior, for what you do in the cross, oh God. For Lord, you are mindful of us, Lord, and you supply those very things that we
have. Amen.
Thank you for your goodness, your kindness.
Thank you, in Jesus' name. Our song leader will give us one song, and then oh, hallelujah. How many love him? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are still on the job.
So,
I love you because
first love me. Just my salvation on Calvary stream.
Amen. Amen. You know, when I was in the office there, and Brother George was, I think he was the one who opened the prayer. Opened the prayer with Brother George. I couldn't even hear his voice because he told me that he's really in pain. And thank God that he has already confessed that he's healed.
Amen.
And so to prove the devil wrong, amen, we will ask him to pray this time. We didn't hear him pray very well this time. Pray and close us in prayer, Brother George.
Father, we thank thee for your goodness.
Amen.
We thank thee for your kindness, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Told our brother, Lord, Father, said, after the service, I'd be well.
Amen.
So we say, boo back, say,
amen. Yes, Lord.
We have no chance.
Yes.
And we thank thee, O God, that our battle tonight has overcome.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Father, I believe even Joseph is well at home.
Amen. Amen.
As our prayer is tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And when we come Friday,
oh yes.
Oh Father, we don't want any more. Not that we don't want people to be sick, but we are having faith that all will be
well. In the name of Jesus.
We don't want to hear any more prayer requests for sick people.
Amen.
Lord, we're not putting conditions.
Oh yes.
But Lord, it's our right as your children.
Yes. Amen.
We can stop something.
Yes.
We can
start. In the name of Jesus.
If two or three agree.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In my name.
Amen.
And we are more than three.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we can bind whatever we want.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, if we agree again, we can loose. So we binding tonight.
Yes, Lord.
This demon of sickness.
In Jesus' name.
Father, we want to focus on other things.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We want to pray for job offers. And
amen.
And
amen.
Better opportunities, a closer walk with Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
We don't want to be stuck on the sickness thing.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We want you to stop it here and now.
Oh, grant it, Lord.
And we pray for every person here tonight.
Yes.
For our brother Max and his family.
Amen.
Father, brother Eli, Lord, his family.
Yes.
Amen.
Brother Wilmore, his family.
Amen.
Brother Mike, his family.
Amen.
Brother Fergus and his family.
Amen.
We commit Lord Savior, brother Netu.
Amen.
We ask your grace amidst his life.
Amen.
We pray for brother, Lord, sister Susan, her family. We pray for our God, sister Nachisa.
Amen.
And her family. We commit, Lord, sister Lillian.
Amen.
We commit every brother and every sister, brother Vlad as well.
Amen.
We commit him, his family, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, Father, we are asking, oh God, as we have come to your house,
oh, yes.
Lord, you have given us fresh orders.
Amen.
And we, Lord, Savior, take this word, for you minister to us, oh God.
Yes,
Lord, to help us to realize
that,
Lord, sickness, death has no power over us.
Amen.
Lord, when you expressed in your word,
yes, Lord Jesus.
Savior, that sting of death,
thank
you,
Lord.
Took it, Lord Savior.
Amen.
You took it for us, Lord, to suffer again.
Yes.
Lord, but you've given each and every one of us here tonight.
Yes, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
That freedom, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Now we want to relax as we journey through this life.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
As we go about your business.
Amen.
We don't want to be distracted, Lord. Oh, Father, we don't want, Lord, Father, to be constantly thinking about troubles.
Yes.
But we want to be thinking, Lord, where will you send me?
Amen.
Who will you send me to?
Amen.
What will you have me to do?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord, Father, brother, Ferguson,
yes,
and his child.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord, God, he'll be thinking in that frame of mind.
Oh, yes,
when
Lord.
Brother Wilmore, whoever.
Yes, Lord.
He'll be thinking in that frame of mind.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
And when we think on Christ.
Oh, yes.
Christ himself comes down.
Amen.
Not to instruct us.
Amen.
What to do.
Yes, Lord.
Where to do it?
Yes,
where
Lord.
To do it?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, give us grace, Lord.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, Lord, we're constantly hearing about evangelism.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
But Lord, are we evangelized?
Yes, Lord.
We're asking that you, Lord Savior, may start the revival.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Amen, Lord.
Let it come on fire.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We see the fruits of evangelism.
Jesus.
And we'd appreciate it, Lord.
Amen.
It won't just be another service, Lord, where maybe the trustees, Brother Fergus, would fill the tank again and it would just be a baptism, Lord. And it will be a special baptism.
Amen.
Oh God, until you will say you are well pleased in what we are
doing. Amen.
Jesus, we are grateful. We are thankful tonight for your word. We are thankful tonight for granting your service, the unction you've given him, Lord.
Amen.
And Lord, Father, oh God, for those flights and those things, as our brother prayed tonight about his jeep. Oh God, so strange. We were driving here tonight in the car and we're speaking of the same thing. Dreams, how you speak, Lord. We don't understand these dreams. But Lord, we pray for them, oh God.
Thank
you. Guide us as we part. Be with us as we part. And let us part with Christ at hand.
In Jesus' name.
We ask him for your grace now. Where we've grieved one another, even in the service tonight, maybe in prayer, whatever. You partner us, oh God. And give the brother or sister grace. That Lord, Father, they'd see the intent of the heart.
Amen.
We ask your grace as we part. Part with us, oh God. Lord, our last Wednesday service before the what they call the festive. We're thankful that we were here, oh God.
Amen.
And when we come for our last, Lord Father, Saturday service before end of the year, or on Sunday, Lord, Father, we come, Lord, serving with joy amidst our hearts.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We're grateful, Lord Father, for every opportunity that we have.
Yes, Lord.
For Lord, we don't know when you'd call us out, but let us go out doing a service to you.
Yes,
bless us as we part. Bless your children, we ask. And grant grace, grant every petition of your children.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, Father, when you would supply those
Lord.
That we know not, Lord, Father, in their hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we promise to come and testify.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
For we are testifying of what you do.
Yes,
not what
Lord
you've
Jesus.
Done, what you continue to do. Bless us as we pass.
Yes, Lord
Jesus.
Don't
forget the sisters. Oh, God, thanksgiving for her dad, Sister Erica. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
A petition
Amen.
That was constantly
yes, Lord
our
Jesus.
Prayers. Father, it's only God that can do those
Amen.
Things. It's only God that can, Lord Savior, change the heart of a king.
Amen.
It's only God that can change the heart of a government.
Oh, yes.
And we are looking unto thee and testifying in prayer on our behalf.
Mm.
Guide us as we part.
Yes.
Keep us, Jesus, we pray.
Jesus.
In thy holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Just turn and greet your brother and say, Brother, God richly bless you. My sister, God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, my
God. Blessing one song.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord.
In the name of Jesus. All the power in the name of the Lord, though Satan rages, you cannot be defeated with all the power in the name of the Lord. Our enemies will crumble at our feet. Forever we bind on them, shall be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus,
oh Satan,
Satan has to.
Oh, we've got the power,
we've got the power.
Oh, bless your name, Lord. Yes,
oh, we've got the
power
in the name of the Lord. Don't say that we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Satan tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus, oh, is still alive, oh, like a mighty army. We can march it on, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. Oh, we've got the power, oh, in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan reigns, oh, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, no, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, don't say that we, oh, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power.